to episode 52 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of.
All right, guys. So, last episode, category T. I'm pretty sure we're pronouncing it right. Tsurune. The T is probably silent, or maybe you're supposed to pronounce it a tiny bit. Not really sure. It is a anime that follows the light novel series. It won an award in the light novel won an award in 2016. It was adapted to a anime in 2018. Which continued in 2019 and finished. It is about, the premise is pretty much just high school archery, but it's called Aikido. No, not Aikido.
I don't remember. It's been 3 weeks.
Yeah, talk for a second. I'll find it.
It's called something that is about something. It's just a slice.
It's really just archery.
I want to call it a slice of life, but it's really not. It's more of a sports anime at that.
You know what? It's all translated in English in the wiki. It's just the school archery club.
Yeah, it's the school
it's archery. It's Aiki something.
Aikido.
Aikido? Something like something that. Aikido is a martial arts a shitty one.
Well, that's how they explain this. This is apparently...
Yeah, this is... Well, it doesn't use bows, though. Aikido itself. But,
no, I know.
But they do explain this as a martial art.
The bow and arrow thing, whatever it's called, is a martial arts or whatever.
Now, this very much reminded me of Your Lie in April.
A little bit.
Way worse.
Yeah.
Where Your Lie in April was at least decent.
Well, we gave Your Lie in April a high score.
Yeah, but it was at least, at the very least, it was decent. This took the main character, same trope. They have some sort of mental issue and they can't perform properly.
Right.
Your Lie in April, he couldn't do the piano properly. And this, he can't shoot his
bow
properly.
That's true.
He has a target something.
Target panic.
Target panic, that's what they call it. So when he goes to release his arrow, it just goes all over the place.
Yeah.
But they just do it so much worse. It's like, it's the same trope, but everything else is just bad.
Everything in it is kind of tropey. Like, there's even a girls section to it, because...
But they're only there to progress the story for the boys.
Yeah, and they're only
in
there...
In small ways.
They're only there because they're girls.
Yeah, and what's kind of weird is, like, the boy, they're teenage boys, and they're not... Besides the one that is sort of in the background, constantly wants to f*** girls, or get with them at least, it doesn't actually happen in the foreground, and there's a bunch of teenage boys and teenage girls in close proximity... Yeah, think something would happen.
That's true, too, but they didn't really... That's one... There is no romance in this at all.
Which is fine, yeah, but no, you're still putting teenagers in close proximity. Something should happen, even if it's not romance.
This is one of those animes that takes its subject matter too seriously.
Oh, God, it's so dry.
They went into, like,
there's no jokes.
No, it's not funny.
Yeah, it's not funny. It's too serious.
Well, I came into this thinking this was just like an average. Now I think it's getting worse and worse.
It's terrible as far as I'm concerned. I don't like it at all.
Like, I was going into it as like, this is just your average almost shonen sports thing.
It was only 13 episodes?
Yeah.
And it was such a chore to watch.
But it was everything was predictable. You think of how it's going to work.
Everything.
Work out, you know. At first they're bad, then they get better, and then they join the tournament and they win at the end.
A random trope happens, but everything's okay at the end. It's just so bad.
It wasn't very.
There's
good.
Nothing that stands out in any way.
No, I mean, I guess we should get into the premise.
We did already. It's an archery club, teenagers, and the main character has target panic.
Well,
and he has to overcome it.
Yeah, I mean, the school didn't have an archery club.
Yeah,
and they're new to the whole archery thing.
Yeah.
Well, some of them are, and
a couple of them. I think
and there's
two.
Five male characters.
Yeah, that's the minimum people you need on the team to play as a team.
And there's three female characters. They couldn't put two more in to have, like...
A full female
team.
So
they made the girls
That'd
compete.
Be too much writing.
They not only did they make the girls compete individually in the competition, but... Two of the three of them lost in the first round, and then the last one lost in the first round of the finals.
And they said early on that this martial art doesn't discriminate against gender,
right?
So they can all compete against each other, but they sort of don't compete against each other. The women compete against the women, the boys compete against the boys.
Well, and the teams
and the women kind of sucked.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
That not saying that should have been that
no,
way.
No,
I don't think it should have. I think they should have actually given them.
The women were there for token, like they. It's 20. This was like released in 2018, 2019. It's almost like we need a women representation in this.
But it was just so badly done.
Well, everything
was
badly done.
But it also wasn't over the top badly done. It was an afterthought.
And everything was pretty badly done. I'm actually struggling.
There's nothing good about it.
For a
the art style's okay. It's got this weird art style, which is pretty. Like it's detailed, but at the same time, it's like
it's also new.
It's also fuzzy around the edges at times.
True,
which is really weird. I mean, obviously it was intentional. It wasn't something that was an accident. I just don't appreciate that part of it.
I'm struggling for like plot lines, honestly. Though, like, was there any?
Not really.
No.
Just him getting rid of target panic, and then when that happened, it was a trope one. Like the teacher got. was he hit by a car or something? Yeah. Into a hospital, and they were like, "Oh my god, is he okay? We can't get in contact with him. For some reason, phones don't work."
Oh, and all the characters were stereotypes out them. Like, you got the hero one. And you had the angry one, and the guy, the one that liked girls, the happy-go-lucky one.
The one that was too excited about everything.
And the quiet, reserved one with the glasses. Yeah.
But the women didn't have any of those.
No, they had
no personality in the background.
Yep.
Except for the few times you had to bring them out for the story.
And then I guess there was the two teachers.
Yeah, you had the head coach that...
barely did anything.
Well, I think they sort of explained that in the dialogue. He was either injured at one point or he was just too old to pull the string back.
Yeah, yeah.
So they had to get another coach to actually physically teach them.
I don't know.
And the kid thought it was... So, like, the main character was, like, watching him shoot before he became the coach. And he thought it was a dream, so he started crying when he's about to shoot his thousandth arrow. He's like, "Oh, no, don't leave me." And starts crying. He's like, "Why are you crying?" And the guy's like, literally said that, "Why are you crying? I'm not a ghost."
Thought they were going the ghost route.
Yeah, I kind of did too, but like, why did the kid think that? What the f***?
I know, but I was just like, huh, this has just got really strange, and then it didn't. And I was like, kind of disappointed, honestly.
Man, this is going to be the shortest episode ever. We went through literally everything already. I don't think there's anything else.
Well, the problem is, you know, esports anime tend to depend on the sport.
Yeah.
So, like, when we did Princess Nine, it was baseball. You had all episodes, which was just the game.
It really sucks, because if we got Baby Steps, that's a good one. That's a good one I would back up and say. I mean, above average, I would say, for anime. Not 10, but, you know, I've seen it. I would classify it as a 7.
I don't know what that is.
Well, it's tennis. The whole premise is baby steps lead to giant strides. So the whole premise of that anime is he works incrementally, and then eventually he's actually pretty good at tennis.
I got you.
But it does such a good job. What I was really trying to get at is it does such a good job of how shonen anime does it, where they get stronger and they explain it. Baby Step does that. No other sports anime I've seen does that.
What I was getting at, though, is like when we did Princess Nine, they did whole episodes on like games that will happen.
Yes.
It was a big deal. You couldn't really do this here because all they were doing was shooting targets.
Yeah, there's no real interaction with other players, you know.
They couldn't really rely on the sports tropes that you would normally...
Nice shot!
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Every time.
If they hit the target, doesn't matter. And what's also, if they hit the target at all, anywhere, the only way they're allowed to cheer is if they say nice shot.
Yeah.
But what's also a little bit weird is that getting a bullseye and getting the outer rim but still hitting the target is exactly the same.
Right, it doesn't matter.
You get a point for hitting and you don't get a point for missing. That's it.
Well, I don't know if that's how it really works, but if it is, it's kind of lame.
If you hit the bullseye, you should get a better score. That's harder to do.
Right. It's I don't know. Really
bad.
Really struggling with this one.
Let's hit that 10-minute mark. Let's keep going.
Yeah. that's what we're doing.
I think that's it. Don't watch it.
No.
I should have just put that in the beginning.
We didn't read it.
We didn't read it.
Rate it. Our numbers.
Oh, rate it.
It's not terrible, though.
It's boring. I don't want to watch it. No. I didn't want to watch it while I was watching. I definitely don't want to watch
it. It's a 4 or 5.
4. I would not say 5. It's not middle of the road.
Right,
I've seen middle of the roads that are enjoyable.
That's fair. That's 4. It's definitely an easy 4, though.
Yeah.
Because
it's a 4.
Because it's not Fantastic Children, where Galaxy
Rally. That's true, but at least then we were passionately hating it.
But yeah, I've made this argument before.
Yeah, yes you have.
So you're right. So yeah, that's true.
I'd say 3.5 to 4, but we don't really do the points ratings.
You don't. Well, early on when we first started doing this, I tried to, and you were like, "You have a whole different rating system than me." So
if we did, it would be probably 3.5 to 4.
Yeah.
After the explaining I just had done.
It's not the worst anime we've ever seen.
It can't, because we've absolutely hated some.
No.
To a disgusting point, like Koikaze.
I got an interesting story to tell you about Koikaze.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Now's the time.
All right.
What's your point? You said 4 to 5.
4.
4, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I posted the anime on Spotify.
Yes.
No, you didn't know that.
Oh.
Because it was posted on... I posted it on Google Play.
Okay.
And now I recently posted it on Spotify. And all of a sudden, we got like a 1,400 increase in listener retention.
Huh.
And I was like, and it's all coming from Spotify, because I guess Spotify is a bigger listener. So we're getting like, we have something like 86 downloads. Okay. Wow. At this time. And only one follower.
Oh, so, who cares? That's still cool.
So I was looking at what are the top rated animes. Number 2 at 9, Koikaze.
What?
For some
reason. Where? Where'd you check that rating?
That's our listeners listening to our episode.
Because we were so angry and pissed off. Maybe. They rated it higher.
No, that's just how many that chose to listen to that specific one. So there was 9. It's number 2.
That's funny. You know what? Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Gotcha. Out of all of ours rated at the top listened, that's the top one, top two?
Second.
What's the top one?
Number 1 at 27.
801 TTS.
Taramari Princess.
Oh, Christ.
I think.
What's going on? Do we have
I think we have a lot of girls tuning in to listen to it and then realizing who we are and then being like, nope.
Getting away.
Yeah. Because it tells me when someone listens more than a minute of it or more of it, and a lot of them are like, listen for this amount, realize what we are and how much we hate it, turn it off.
Yeah, they're just done. They realize it's not something I actually want to do. That's fair.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect them to listen longer than they want to.
No. But yeah, it's funny. They even broke it down by gender. It was 100%.
Oh, that's cool.
100% female in that one.
Oh, okay. I was wondering how you knew it was women.
Yeah. So.
That's interesting.
So, it also breaks down by where.
That's cool.
Yeah. We got them from all over the world, honestly,
really?
At this point. But it's only, like, one from here. Like, there's, like, 9 from America. There's, like, 1 in Australia. There's 1 from Chile. 3 from Mexico.
Huh. How many do you have uploaded?
Episodes?
Yeah.
I just uploaded Masamune Revenge. So, 13 or 14, 15, maybe?
On Spotify?
Oh, yeah, they're all on Spotify and Google Play. Because all I have to do is upload it to Podbean, and it automatically updates.
Okay. So that's cool. That's interesting. Even if it stays like this and it's super small, it's still cool to see other people listening.
Yeah. So, I mean, by the time anyone hears this one, like...
Yeah, maybe there'll be a few more.
No, but like, it's funny talking about this in this episode.
Oh, yeah, considering it's a year later by the time this will probably get
uploaded. Because I'm only on 15, and this is 52.
Oh, maybe not a year, then. Maybe 3 or 4 months with that rate.
No, there's only 56 weeks now. 56 weeks.
Yeah, well, how many are you uploading per week is what I'm
saying. 1.
Oh, that's... Okay. I didn't know you had to do
it. I'm doing it for every Friday. I upload 1.
Gotcha, that's fine. I thought you might have been doing it like 3 weeks.
No, catch up faster. No, I don't want it to catch up because we just took a 3-week break.
You could catch a bunch up. Anyway, doesn't really matter. We were rambling on for a while. I'm really happy about that. That's really cool to hear. Category.
Yeah, we're going to spin for you.
It's a super small list.
Well, we explained it the last time we got to you.
Yeah, well, we actually explained that a few times because a couple of them are really small.
Yeah.
We had Ungo last time.
Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Hold on.
What was the one before?
This is Sunrunre, the Galaxy Railways.
The Galaxy Railways.
And the Master of Ragnarok because we didn't watch it the first time around.
Remind me of the Master of Ragnarok.
That one where they went back in time with the phone.
Oh, God, I remember that. Okay.
So we have 3 to choose from, and they're all shit.
Yeah, they're all shit. I'm going to go with the Master of Ragnarok only because there's titties in them. Titties win.
That's fair.
I at least had eye candy.
That's fair. I can't argue with that. I was going to,
but
I
thought all bad, but at least titties.
I was going to argue with it, and I was, but I can't. I can't. That's fair.
It was all bad. Oh man, that's funny. So yeah, so I looked through most of the views just to click on read them. Most of them are pretty small, 12 episodes or so. 2 or 3 of them have like 50 or 100 episodes. Obviously, we're not watching all that, especially because they look like they were terrible.
Oh,
but we'll watch a decent.
It'll end up being with that.
They don't look
like that ninja one we did for that had 100. The Hattori ninja. We're hundreds of episodes. We got 7 in
India dub.
Yeah,
I mean we'll watch more than 7. I think episodes is what we watch.
We'll see.
Probably. Well, they don't look that bad, is what I'm saying.
Okay, gotcha.
They look bad, but they don't look that bad.
Okay, they seem tolerable.
I've been fluffing this enough.
Jeez. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. What do you want?
For us. Where are we going? Where are we going? That's the big one. Oh, no, it's not.
Unbreakable.
I don't know what that is.
Unbreakable Machine Doll.
I don't remember what that was. I was thinking it was the wrestling one, which I would have been very unhappy with.
Unbreakable
Machine Doll. The one I was thinking it was, Ultimate Muscle. Remember Ultimate Muscle?
No.
On Cartoon Network?
I never watched it.
I never watched it either, but do you remember the
no.
No, really?
Uh-uh.
It was on Cartoon Network. It looked god awful. You know Abe would have been f***ing into it, though.
Yeah. It's only
12 episodes.
12 and 6, but...
12 and 6, which we might actually watch the whole thing if it's half decent. Yeah. Action, drama, fantasy, harem, mystery, science fiction.
Oh, good. Yeah.
In the early 20th century, Russian Akabane?
Akabane is a student puppeteer student puppeteer from Japan who has come to the Walpurgis Royal Academy of Machine Arts in England to study the emerging field of mechan art, a combination of magic and technology with military applications. He is accompanied by a girl named Yaya, who is actually his automation.
Oh, God.
A living machine doll powered by magical circuits specialized in hand-to-hand combat.
Bullshit, there's not a fleshlight stuck up there.
In the academy, there is a combat tournament exclusive to the 100 students and their automatas to decide who shall be bestowed with the title of Wiseman the Greatest.
Puppeteer, greatest puppeteer. That sounds pretty bad.
That does sound pretty bad. It sounds like it's going to be, if it's just a straight tournament, though. I like tournaments.
Yeah, but it says harem, so there's gonna be girls falling over them.
Oh, that's like half the anime's watch.
That's true, but harems are if it's a true harem, they're a bit over the top with them.
Well, that's true. I mean,
they might not be a true harem because I don't see like Ichi or any of the other.
It says action. It says action drama fantasy harem mystery science fiction.
Yeah, if it is straight action drama fantasy, it'd be all right.
We're really stretching for hope here, though.
It's so hard. At least it's short. If we end up not liking it, it's only 12 episodes. All right, guys.
Yeah, talk to you later.
Signing off.
Bye.